Probably the most difficult thing in our relationship with God is to work out how much is in God's hands and how much is in our hands. Where does God intersect and interact with our human prospects and our human aspirations and desires and our human work? Where is God in our lives? That's what we constantly search for, constantly try to name. Well, the only way we can find that out is by listening and paying attention to where we find God prompting us. I like to think of God's relationship with us to be a bit like finding our way through a new website. A lot of it is intuitive, a lot of it is suggestive, and very little of it can be scripted or determined. But if we follow the hunches and suggestions, we'll get there. And that's certainly what God does to us through life. The website is life, and the hints and suggestions that we get are the ways in which the Spirit prompts in us a responsiveness to God's goodness. So anyway, all that goes on, and we still look for ways in which God can be active, God can be there, God can be calling us on, God can change us and transform us, and build us up. That's certainly what we need to do. And that's what today Jesus is commending in this gospel from Luke. He's saying, you know how to read the weather. You know when the wind is going to change and when the rain is going to come and when there are all sorts of prospects for other things. And you make preparations for weathering and working with the weather as it unfolds, expected or unexpected. So that's what he's asking us to do in our relationship with God. To actually read the play. Read it, discover it, follow it. Be responsive to his promptings so that we can find our way to the outcome that God wants us to bring about. That takes faith and hope, intelligence, perceptiveness, but it doesn't take genius or education. It takes faith. It takes being open to the Spirit and ready to be led by the Spirit. That's what's there, and that's what we're asked to do. And the real question is, can we do it? Will we do it? Do we want to do it? That's the challenge that you and I face every single day. We don't want to be in the situation of this person who's holding out in the gospel today, holding out in the belief that somehow or other, because they're so smart, they're going to be able to get away with it. No, what Jesus is saying is don't try to be that smart. Open yourself to be changed and changed and transformed and renewed by God's grace, by working in response to the promptings of the Spirit.
The Union of Catholic Asian News is the leading independent Catholic news source from Asia. Support our network of Catholic journalists and editors who daily provide accurate independent reports and commentaries on issues affecting the Church across the Asian region. Go to www.ucanews.com/donate and do your bit. Thank you.